we sat down and he analyzed every single post he had on his Instagram. Where did he take it?
Oh my God.
The captions. Everything.
If a man takes out his camera roll or shows you his social media on a date, I'm dead ass. I'm going to say, I have to take a call outside and I am leaving.
Leaving. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Jen and Toxic.
I got a boob job.
If you are watching us on Spotify or like, YouTube.
If you're not watching us right now, you're probably like, sorry, what?
If you're not watching us right now, you're probably going to want to because our luscious, gigantic tits are out.
No, I don't have a shirt on.
Yeah, no shirt on. And you have just like a big tease for the audio for like the creepy men that are listening.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit.
They're like, no way. Like, get our viewership up.
Look what we got going on.
We got big old, what are these? These aren't even double Ds. These are like... Triple D. Are you rubbing the nipple? Are you going like this?
No.
She's like, so, a fucking, wait, you remember we were talking about the vacuum titty one time? I love these titties. If you watched my vlog, like, I don't know, I think it was like two weeks ago, maybe. Right.
I'll never forget.
Yeah. So like 2 weeks ago on YouTube, I posted a vlog where it was on Valentine's Day and me and Lily were doing a little work from home and I had to run out to go pick up my boyfriend's Valentine's Day gift. And I was passing the store and I saw this inflatable titty game. And I was like, oh, Lily would hate that. I need it. So I was like,
wrong. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
So I bought the titties and basically like, the reason they hang so fucking low is because you're like strapped into them and they're like held on by Velcro. And the whole point of the game is you have to like move the tits around and like bang into each other with the tits and like, you know, do it. Go ahead. Knock my tit off. Knock it off. Yeah. So it comes off.
One down.
And then it's like whoever knocks off the titties first wins. I have no
idea. If this isn't the best way to wrap this season.
I know.
I don't know what is.
Right.
People.
I bought them for that and I was like, okay. It was fun in the moment. I used them for a vlog. We need to use them one other way before. Like, where do I keep them? Like, where?
Absolutely. Where are my little parties here?
Oh, yeah. I suppose so.
Are you kidding me? We got to get everyone in the titties.
You know what, though? I will be deflating them after this and putting them away.
Yes, tuck them away. Because
they have been hanging for the past, like, since Valentine's Day. What was that? Like, a month ago almost now. They've just been hanging inflated in my closet, taking up so much room because they are like fucking like, what are they? Like H cups? Yeah. Like,
not H cups. Next time you host a party, inflate.
Yeah, no.
But for now.
Oh my God. But for now, take them off.
Velcro ASMR.
Boop, boop.
There go my titties.
Woo!
Back to a teacup.
Yeah.
Teacup on a good day.
Right.
Fuck.
Back.
I fucked that up.
For me, it's.
Uh oh.
What did you say?
No. Something's happening.
Something's happening. You got it off. You got it. You got it. Oh.
No.
No, you
don't. I don't got it.
Well, it's fine. Just leave it down there.
About that.
I'm about to have the same issue. Anyways, we're malfunctioning, but let's get into Toxic Thing of the Week. Or actually, before we get into Toxic Thing of the Week, there we go. Boom. Just a reminder, this is our last episode of the season.
Rip.
So, season two, RIP, G&T, not really. Don't worry. We're coming back for you guys better than ever. But this is the last episode of season two.
For a
few months. We're still going to be active on like our socials, on both the G&T socials and our separate socials. We'll still have like clips go up over the next few months. So definitely continue interacting with us on there.
Yeah.
But we basically.
Catch me in the vlogs.
Yeah, exactly. The vlogs like. But obviously, it's good that we do seasons because it gives us some time to like reset, recalibrate, and come back at you guys better than ever. Obviously, like season one was great, but we were laying in my bed. There was like no setup. It was just like lazy as fuck, whatever. And then, you know, season two, we had an actual setup, which we just had a discussion. The setup is actually coming down this weekend.
We have many things happening for season
three. You gotta say goodbye to the G&T setup. But we already talked about how we're gonna like revamp it a little bit, and in general how we're revamping to come back for season three. Season three is definitely gonna be like nothing like we've done before, but in the best way possible. It'll be a mix of the old stuff and some new exciting stuff. And yeah, we can't wait. But obviously, we just need like a really good amount of reset time and a good amount of time to like, you know, plan for the new season, take our time with it, not rush anything, do some prep, you know, whatever. So mm-hmm. that's what we'll be doing over the next few months. And like I said, we'll be active on our socials. You know, I'm obviously active on YouTube and, you know, posting reels and all that stuff in my coaching practice. I'm going to be focusing a lot on my coaching these next few months while preparing for season three. And then, you know, Lily is doing her thing.
I'll be popping my pussy on right. Instagram, per usual. Right.
Lily's doing her fashion it girl content. I also saw that you posted on TikTok that you want to start talking about like your dating story times and stuff. Yeah. I think that is fan-fucking-tastic.
What a waste if I don't.
No, you know what I mean? Absolutely should. Yeah. 100%. So please go off
single
about
Lily
that.
Is like,
you know
at
what
it.
Would be so funny if we like did like, if we did like, collaborative like post where it's like my like what's it called like dating coach tries to coach your single best friend or
yes.
something or
yeah
like,
we should do that
or
I'm
being
so
like guys
down.
Yeah no like stuff like that like
because my current content funny. Not working yeah. gotta figure it out what do I do someone help me can't figure it out
I could I give you an idea
yeah
well I think like your I think your content now is like fun I think it's cute and everything but showing I realized that yes
that
the same
say?
Thing
yeah I know
well you know you do a lot what I realize is that sometimes you do show your personality but the only thing is that I feel like you do a lot more videos like adding like TikTok audios or like songs over it which is good
yeah
but
I know I love
you,
a TikTok audio
yeah but,
I love a TikTok
yeah,
audio
because also they're like easy to do you could get yeah. trending sounds all love that stuff it. But like when you're actually talking to the camera and getting comfortable with that, that's like really the sauce. Yeah. That's what's gonna make people
and
like stick
I
around.
Am comfortable with it. I just don't know what the fuck people want from me. You know what I mean?
Because you don't.
It's like,
well, here's the thing: is you don't know what people want from you yet because you're building the audience. Yeah. Like, so you need to like you know instead of being like outsourcing like what do you guys want to see and everything like that's great, but because you're like getting like right. into the journey, just do
what
you
sticks.
Want to do.
Yeah. For
you
sure.
know, when I was starting out on social media, that's all I did. I wasn't giving a fuck what anybody was telling me to do. I was just doing what I wanted to do while I was building, and then
it's
eventually,
weird, like I have an audience from Gin and Toxic who loves like my chaotic dating life, like whatever. And then I have the audience from like fashion content. So I'm just like,
dude,
I need
combine the two.
I
talk
need to
about
always be in a cute outfit. And then talk about my dates.
Yeah, exactly. And even be like, you know, get ready with me to go on a fucking date with this guy. Yeah. And like get dressed with me to go on a date. Not like just like, obviously get ready with me doing your makeup and stuff is good. But like, because you're trying to focus on fashion, be get dressed with me to go on a date. And you can make like a joke, add your chaotic side in it and be like, do you guys like this top? Do my tits look good? Yeah. Like, how's the ass looking?
Yes.
You know, like,
period.
Does this scream like Brooklyn mommy? Like, you know, things like that.
Is
like,
it giving Greenpoint mommy or no?
Yeah, just like add the flavor.
The man last night called me the queen of Greenpoint. I was like, don't say that because that will stick.
This is why I have been voting for like a bit that Lily and the mayor of Greenpoint get together. Like, I think it would be just be so iconic and so great.
Oh,
he's such a nice man. He's so great.
Yeah, this guy that Christina went on a date with once.
I went on a date with him one
calls
time.
Calls himself the mayor of Greenpoint, which is a neighborhood I live in.
Yes, so. We had
I'm the
like,
queen of Greenpoint. Wait, yes, you're right.
What?
Let's go on a date.
No, you act. No, if I literally
he's got
hit
a mustache,
him up,
that'll do.
Mustache, Greenpoint. He's like a little bit older. He has a great job. Like, he's well traveled, makes good money. Like,
a little bit older, good job, and well traveled. Done. I'm there.
No, he's like so great. When me and him went on our date, though, I just like was like, I got out of my relationship. I wasn't really looking for like anything. I was like, oh, like, whatever. Like,
he's
you know,
gonna be like,
but, like,
why do these girls talk about me all the fucking time?
You don't even have to do the work. When this episode comes out, I'm dropping him a link. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to put the timestamp. What is it? It's going to be different after it's edited, but for right now, it looks like it's at like 9 minutes and 32 seconds. I'm just going to drop him a link and say 9:32.
Oh my God. That would be psychotic.
And then, so now, if you're listening, Mayor of Greenpoint, you don't have to DM him or reach out to him. I'm going to have him. He's going to listen to this and listen. Like, I don't know.
Absolutely.
You
epic.
Ever fuck a redhead? Like, let's get on it. Like, it's a little different. It's a little spicy. Lily was sitting on my couch before. She's in this little mini skirt.
I am in a mini skirt. Don't look. I have.
I was trying to, you know, we're having like a long talk just about like life. And
we
I'm like, girl, you're about
a pretty deep conversation.
And I was like, Lily, if you don't fucking, I felt like, you know, like when you're in school and they tell you to like not wear a tank
top. You were
like,
pull that fucking skirt down, Lily. I can't talk to you like this. I was like, hello.
I was like, girl, I'm seeing those ass creases. Like, fucking pull that skirt down. I'm about to act up. Like,
act up. See what happens.
Like, yeah, no, anyway. Literally. Like when you're in grade school and they fucking, you know, you're wearing a tank top and your shoulders are out and your collarbones are out and they're like, cover.
Fucking whore.
Yeah, I know. Whore. Yeah, like, I'm like, you're like so that. Comfortable with me. You're sitting on my couch.
You know, I was the kid too that was like, how fucking dare you degrade me as a woman?
Right. Like, oh my God.
I was the high school activist of all fucking time.
Fucking yesterday, me and Lily were talking about this influencer who I thought. She's like a mutual friend of me and Lily's, but like
loosely.
Hello? And like, but she like made this like claim about herself, like a very bold claim, I will say. And I just did not agree with it. I was like, there's no way this girl just like called herself that. And so I tell it to Lily in like a chill way. And I was like, yeah. Like,
it was not chill. You were going off way too long.
Well, no. So I sent you the first voice memo. Yes. And I was like, okay, you know, this girl, blah, 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 blah. She said this about herself. I don't know how I feel about it. And then you were like, oh, that's interesting. And then I was like, okay, I just got validated for what I said. Yeah. Proceeded to then send Lily just several voice memos. And it was just so funny because it was just like a hating on women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, one thing about us is we will hate on women when necessary.
I texted you back. I said,
even though our whole bit is that like, girls supporting girls, women.
I texted like, you no. back and I was like, I love shitting on my kind. But to be fair, okay, we always say we don't say, what's it called?
We're girls, girls.
Girls, girls, but not girls supporting girls because some girls suck.
No, some girls suck.
So this is the thing. Like, this girl doesn't like totally suck, but there's just been like, I'm like, she doesn't totally suck. I'll give her a little
She's
bit
definitely questionable doubt. Sometimes. Anyway, this
no,
is
right.
Bad.
Her, exactly. Not loving this. Well, no, her intentions are just questionable at times. Yeah. Give her benefit of the doubt. She's a nice girl, whatever.
You know, influencers, guys, it is questionable.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to say this last thing and then I'm going to shut up. She feels like the type of girl that like we aren't like big enough influencers for her to want to like associate with. But
obviously.
Like, it's like she like likes us, but like doesn't want to fully associate with us because we're not like at her level.
Yes. That's why like if that some makes sense. People that we have become friends with. A perfect example is Benton. Benton McClintock. I think that's how you say his last name.
We literally had him on the show.
He was
like one of our first guests in
this
season.
Yes, I love him so much.
Go back, listen to his episode.
I love Benton because I discovered him when he was kind of small and we became like mutuals. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he followed me, I was like so excited and like whatever. We became mutuals and like, I didn't even know why he followed me in the first place. I already thought that was cool. But then he has gotten so big since then.
Oh my God, yeah.
He's interviewing celebrities like all the time. And
his interview with fucking The Rock.
The Rock.
That Casey was Musgraves. So, yeah.
Hello. Like, it's crazy. But
the one with The Rock was so funny, though, because he was like, so, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Bet.
He's so funny. That's but he'll so still weird. Messages me, answers my texts right away. Like, I mean, he just treats me the same as he fucking should. Like,
right.
Whatever. But the fact that like so many influencers don't do that once they get like too big or like.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like Christina is fairly big, but I am not.
You know what? Like, so. Well, like I am, but like it's weird because like I'm big, but I'm not like big. I'm not huge
circle.
In the
like that scene. New York City circle,
right?
Yeah,
exactly. So it's kind of like, where the fuck did this girl come from?
Yes.
Like, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, no, Benton's a great example, and like it's just I literally
Tiff
was
Barra.
Tiff Barra.
She's a real one.
Mwah. Love her. Love my girl Tiff. But I was literally because obviously we had that conversation about that girl, and so then last night. I ended up like I was on the phone with Big Jeans and we were just like talking and somehow I brought up the conversation. I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know. Like, obviously, like the New York City like influencer scene just kind of like weirds me out sometimes. And I explained to him, I was like, it's just as if like, you know, people like me and Lily. They like what we do, all this stuff, but we're not big enough or in the circle enough for them to want to associate with us publicly.
Yeah.
Like.
Totally.
It's really weird.
It's very weird.
It's weirdo energy.
I notice it all the time.
Yeah.
But then they'll come to me for like random, like when they need us or like when, I don't know. Like I just have noticed like a weird thing with that. And I'm just
I know. That's why I'm like, I don't know. Some of them, obviously, like we said though, like Benton and Tiff and like to any of the East Villain guys, like, like, love you.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, obviously, like, big people, like, yeah, Tiff is fucking huge
yeah,
now.
She's gotten so big. She had, like, a reality show on Drew Barrymore show on yeah. all those. Yeah, she's killing it.
Killing it.
Like, I actually messaged her today.
Oh,
replied
really?
To her story. Did you see Annie's friend was on Street
Yes!
Hearts?
I Our, almost yeah, replied friend friend. Also. Yeah.
Yes, and I replied to Tiff's story. And sometimes her DMs get crazy, so, like, if she
yeah,
answers
yeah,
me, it's
yeah.
fine. But I was like, I'm down to go on Street Hearts.
Really?
Like, hello? I
oh
would
my
do that.
God,
I wouldn't
yeah.
do some of those dating shows, but I would do that. I'm comfortable with
Street
Tiff.
Hearts. Dude, it was fun when I did
I'd be like,
Hearts.
Tiff.
I was, like, just super lighthearted.
Tiff, he's got to be a 10.
Right.
Like, don't oh, fuck no. this up for me, Tiff. Like,
I don't think she would do that to you. Like, when no, I went
would,
on.
She would hook me up with someone cute for sure.
No, when I went on Street Hearts, she was like, she literally prompted by being like, hey, are you down for Street Hearts this week? We have a hottie that, like, I think you would, like, vibe with. And
yeah.
she was right. The guy I went on Street Hearts with,
he
was pretty
cute.
Yeah, he was very
yeah,
cute.
He was cute.
Mom's boy, like, was, like, such a sweetie. Have you thought about updating?
No, I'm not doing updating.
Why?
That's so scary.
It's so much fun, though.
You
and
know.
It's also fun for, like, your friends. Like,
oh,
like,
God.
It's the whole thing.
I'll think about it. That's just tough because it's, like,
it's
a live audience. I can do
yes,
anything
but
on
honestly,
video.
Dude, but honestly, it is way less intimidating than you think it is because you're fucking blindfolded.
That's so true.
Like, I remember, like, when
and it's
I
like
did it.
Harrison.
Like, yeah,
like,
I
hello.
Know.
Like,
yeah, we know
the
these guys
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
so well. Like,
I get on stage and, like, what's up, Harrison? Like, let's go. Like,
dude, that would be. Imagine, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but imagine you, because everybody that, like, goes on updating, like, their videos are fucking all over the For You page, they blow up everything, especially New York City people. Imagine you going on updating
know,
and then that
I know
shit comes across
say.
Fucking...
I thought the same thing about Street Hearts. Yeah. No, you know that he'd be like, she's down bad, like on
no,
a fucking.
Oh, she's gonna go on a TV yeah. show in order to get some dick. Like what? Like oh my
I
god.
I know.
You
he,
wish.
Oh, Jesus, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just realized that I should have, like, prepared some nicknames because the amount of men well, I've got a few.
Let's create them as we go, baby.
The one.
First one,
my
the love bomber.
My, yes. Oh, we'll call him Love Bomber.
We'll call him Love Bomb, Love Bomber, whatever for now. But
he's
an
important character.
Yeah. Well, okay, wait. Before
anyway,
we get into that, though,
yeah.
because we just, like, went on a whole tangent, we
Sorry.
Need to do Toxic Thing of the Week. And
I know,
then we're going to
yeah,
dive
yeah.
into it.
What's
because,
yours?
Okay. So I actually, yeah. So I, do you have a Toxic Thing of the Week?
Well.
What?
I mean,
I have mine. Like, I could. Tell
yeah,
mine and then
I like,
it comes to mine.
Mine is just what I've been doing lately. So
okay.
I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
Basically for me, I have, like, a very set and true toxic thing of the week this week. And I told you, like, a little bit about it.
Yeah.
The voice memo. It was about
yes.
me and big jeans, like
yep.
the sex thing.
Yep. 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 I remember.
Okay.
I remember.
But I didn't tell you, like, all the details because
okay.
I wanted to purposely hold off
yep.
until
yep.
we recorded. Live okay.
reaction.
Yeah. So this
We're
was.
We're authentic.
Right.
Sorry.
I literally said, I sent her, like, a few second voice memo kind of briefly explaining it, but I was like, I'm not gonna give you details because I'll talk about it on the show. But okay, so little backstory first, like, just, like, backtracking. I had this conversation with Big Jeans, I want to say maybe 2 months ago, where I was like, at the time I was like fucking, like, really, like, horned up and just like wanted to fuck all the time, I guess.
Here we
like,
go.
I don't even know.
Here we go.
And so I had this, like, conversation with him where I felt like we weren't, like, having as much sex as, like, I wanted to. And so I
Can't
said
have
to
that.
Him, right. And so I, like, we were on my couch one day and I said to him, I was like, I'm going to have more sex. And he was like, cool. Sounds good. Like, he was like, yeah, that sounds great. Like, whatever. Like,
so
you know,
much.
Sick. turns out that was not actually what I was trying to, at the time, that's what I thought I wanted. I thought I wanted more sex, which is a lot of sex because we already have a very good amount of sex. I ended up realizing over time that it wasn't that I wanted more sex. It was that, like, I wanted to, like, try new things. Like, you know, because we've only been dating for 6 months. We haven't done all the things in the book. But I was like, I want to, like, spice some things up and whatever. Also, like, I wanted to do, like, some more, like slower, more, like, intimate, like, longer sex and everything. Because, like, he's never had, like, a very intimate partner before to, like, do
True.
That with. So I was like, I want to do that. Anyway, so I kind of miscommunicated it. So that was, like, on my end. Well, not that I miscommunicated it. I thought that's what I wanted at the time was just more sex. But turns out it was just, like, I wanted to, like, do different things. So how this relates to now is, so the other day, me and Big Jeans are at his apartment. And we like did like this photo shoot that day, whatever, for my coaching headshots. He helped me take like a bunch of pictures, and then we went out to dinner, and then we went back to his place, and we are like laying on his bed, and we're just like laying there, and he basically like, you know, instigated whatever, like having sex basically. He was like, you know, like, you would have sex, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, fuck. Yeah, you should fuck. And I like did not, I was not in the mood to have sex, but we haven't had sex in like, at that point we hadn't had sex in like a few days because like we saw each other during those few days, but it was like, oh, like he like picked me up and we went to brunch, or we did like a quick like McDonald's run together. Like it wasn't like we saw each other for like 2-3 hours.
What is up with our friend group at McDonald's?
We've been on a really bad McDonald's kick lately.
I have to stop.
Because we're like, he'll like, he really is like, hits me. We'll already be in the car and he'll be like, you know what, we're going to pass on the way home.
My trigger word is Big Mac. If you say Big Mac.
Well, the thing is that, because Big Jeans has a car here, okay? Yeah, and he drives wild to and from my apartment. Whenever I'm with him in that car, he's like, you know what, we're going to pass.
Like what?
Just like in the street. Like we'll find street parking, whatever. Period. But he'll be like, you know what, we're going to pass. And I'm like, what? And he's like, the drive-through McDonald's on Broadway. And I'm like, that sounds so good. There's a drive-through McDonald's. It's like halfway between Williamsburg and Bushwick. Closer to Bushwick, though. And it's a drive-through, and it's hella convenient. Anyways, though, not the point, okay? Anyways, though, so we like saw each other during the week, but we didn't have sex because we would only see each other for like 2 hours at a time because we were just like grabbing some food or we're working, whatever. So he's like trying to like instigate having sex, but I just like didn't, I was not in the mood because we just got back from dinner. We had like a shit ton of pasta and dairy and all the stuff. I was like bloated. We were taking photos all day. Like I was just like not in the mood, and I was impressed about it. I was like, whatever. But I thought obviously because he was saying like, let's have sex, whatever. I was like, okay, so he wants to. And you know where it's like, you know, sometimes when you're like dating your boyfriend, you're just like, even if you don't want to have sex, you're like, oh, buck up and let's just get the deed done. You know?
Of course.
Yeah. Everybody goes through that. And it's like, you know, you're just like, oh,
you let's don't
just
feel like you have to, but you're like,
yeah, but you're like, oh, I probably should. Like, let's just do this. Like, I get it. Get it. Like, it's like, you know, like one of those days where it feels like a little bit of a chore, but you're like, gotta get it done. Like, you know, so it was like one of those things because he was asking.
You never end up regretting it
Right. So I was like, Right. So, but I was like, I didn't really want it, whatever. But then he was like, all right, he's like, I'm going to take a shower, come back. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. He comes out of the shower. We're laying in his bed. We're like naked. We're like making out for way too long because it was like neither of us like wanted to like make a move. God. We're just making out for so long. And then he like goes down on me, but I was just like not in the mood. And like that entire week, I just like lost my mojo because I was like, I don't know, like sex wasn't like the top of my priority list. Work was. And that's all I was thinking about was just getting shit done, blah, 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 whatever. I was tired. I was super bloated, like whatever. He's like going down on me. I'm having a good time, but I'm like, ah, like whatever. At the same time, I'm like, I don't really feel like having sex. He comes back up. And anyways, one way or another, I was just like, yeah, I was like, I think I was like, you know, honestly, like, I'm just like not really like in the mood. Like, I haven't been in the mood like this past week. Like, it's just like, you know, I've been like focused on like work and whatever, not really in the mood. And then he's like, oh, he's like, I didn't even want to have sex today anyways. And I go, what? And he's like, yeah, he's like, honestly, I wasn't even in the mood to, but I thought you wanted to. So that's why I insinuated. I go, but you started it. You were the one that was like, do you want to have sex? Like, What do you mean? And he's like, well, we had that conversation one time where you told me that you wanted to have more sex. And then I got in my head about it. And so I was thinking about the fact that I saw you like the last two times I saw you, we didn't have sex. So I was like, I should probably offer up sex to her because she probably Good wants God. It. And like, you know him. Sometimes he can like use his brain.
He's too literal. Much.
And then sometimes he doesn't use it at all. Like, True. It's like.
But at least he listens.
No, exactly. And then I was like, babe, like we literally, like, I was like, the last two times I saw you, we saw each other for like 2 hours because we were just grabbing food.
And we were
food.
In public.
Like,
we weren't in public. Like,
you know. And I was like, he's like, oh, he's like, well, I just like, he's like, I just like felt bad that like we hadn't had sex. So that's why I was like, maybe if I offer it, she'll like bait for it.
No, babe.
And I was like, no, I was like, I'm not really in the mood. Like, I don't want to have sex. He's like, me neither. And he was like, he's so cute. He's like, honestly, I just wanted to like chill and cuddle tonight. I was like, me too. And then we were like making jokes and we were like, did we just have consensual, unconsensual sex?
Help. Like, I think you did.
It was like, it was completely consensual, but neither of us wanted to. That's but we so did it funny. Anyways. Like, it was just like one big miscommunication. And
damn, you're both trying to please each other. No, though. Exactly. That's good. It's a green flag.
But so yes. Then it opened up the conversation of like where I told him, I was like, oh my God, when I had that conversation with you like 2 months ago, I think I might have worded it wrong. Like, here's what I actually meant by that. Like, you know, I think what I was trying to communicate to him was like, not that I want to have more sex, but I wanted to, like, I didn't want to do the same thing every single time. I wanted to, like, intentional. Yeah, good word. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you're just like, you know, you have like the standard, like, you know, you're going at it, whatever, cool, get it done. Great. It's wonderful. But then you have those nights where it's like more like slow and intimate. Oh my God. And then you have other nights where you're doing other, like, you know, it was like, so that was that. So then, yeah, it opened up the floor for that. And we had this whole conversation and he was like, all right, I like that. Very Let's do that. Blah, 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 blah. Sex. Right. Yeah, me too. Yeah. And so, but that's something that like he like hasn't experienced that much because I'm like his first like real like girlfriend or first person he's like actually like wanted to do that with. You know, so I'm, it was
sitting
like,
here like all my friends are getting dick except me. Got right.
No. Got oh my God. It. Paige has been bitching about this. Not to out
no,
her.
But I'm, no, like, but I'm doing it on purpose. Let's just don't worry. I could get some dick.
Okay? Yeah. But no, but yeah, no, it was just anyways. That's my talk to the week, though. It was like it was just funny. We were just like laying in bed. Like, but it was funny because we were like laying in bed at that point and we were like crying laughing over it because we were like, so what? Funny. We were like, we both just got naked. We're laying here lazy as fuck and making out for like fucking 20 minutes because nobody wanted to make a move because neither of us wanted to have sex, but we both thought that the other wanted to. It was the weirdest miscommunication.
That's
but
so funny. It was That's just really so you guys.
No, I know. It was so funny. And we were just like, I haven't seen him in a while. Like I said, opened up the floor for communication.
I miss my bestie work jeans. Woo. Work jeans? Jeans. My fucking Let's, God.
Nope. Oh, not my quiet.
God. Not the first time I've done
not
that either.
Not quiet. Big jeans. Oh,
big
also.
Big jeans.
Those of you that like follow me on Instagram probably saw that we hard launched on Big Jeans Instagram account. Or, well, actually, I've posted them on my stories too.
I loved the selfie.
That I posted in the car.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Dude, so cute. I also thought that was. Okay. Right? My skin looks so good in that. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that. You both looked just like good.
Yeah.
Both
you know what?
Good.
You know, I've been getting a lot of DMs Mommy from people saying like a lot of people being like, you know, like, I love this for you. Like a lot of people being like, this is not like what I expected Big Jeans to look like, but like, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I love your dynamic.
That's
and like
what
your
everyone
vibe.
Says.
And the number one thing I've been getting from people is people being like, your boyfriend is so pretty.
Oh.
Because he has like really like.
No, he
is. I've noticed.
He has beautiful features.
He has very just pretty like.
He does. His
to, like,
eyes, his
it's
hair,
like, it's weird because he has
skin.
Like pretty delicate features, but not feminine.
Yeah.
But like
no,
delicate.
Yeah.
Like his, like you said, like his eyes. Yeah. And like his, like he has great skin. Just,
I
like,
agree.
Yeah. So that was like a, like one of the number one messages I've been getting is people being like, he's pretty. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, pretty boy. Like, but yeah, it's funny. We do have a very interesting vibe, obviously.
I'm obsessed with
it. But yeah, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you would see that or him. I mean, look through my fucking tagged photos. It's there. It's nothing to hide anymore. Period. Yeah. Oh, anyways, all right. So what's your toxic thing of the week?
Well, I don't know. Okay. So I guess it's just that like I've accidentally started like a date bender. It just happened. Okay. Well, basically, I was like anti that, anti men, anti, you know, just like with the girlies, mm-hmm. having a good time. And I still am. Okay. Still doing all those things. But then on a night out a few weeks ago, it just kind of happened. I had a little cheeky little make out and ended up going on a date with that guy, and then he had me out. Like, this was all within a week. Went on a date with this guy, met him on a Saturday, went on an amazing date on a Wednesday, like 4-hour date.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable date. One of the best first dates I've ever had. And then Friday, he had me out to meet like all his friends, and like it was so great or whatever. And then
where is he?
You know? No, Ryan, my roommate, this is kind of niche.
Someone
always,
put the fucking Batman single
no,
up in
literally,
the fucking.
Ryan always quotes the Dory in Finding Dory where she's talking about her parents and she goes, where are they? So niche. But we say it all the time about this guy because like it was just so bizarre. It was kind of like the best week ever, and like so much chemistry, and we were both almost like freaked out by how good it was. Like it was a lot of weird coincidences, like things that we had in common and
hate
ties
to say if that's how it was with boy.
No, yes, yes, no, it was weird for sure. Yikes. And now looking back, I'm like, okay, got it, got it. But like, you know, in the moment, I'm like, oh my god, and like he had like ties to like my hometown, so like, you know, that was like sentimental for me, like whatever. Okay. And then, can't find you anywhere. Where did you go? So then, motherfucker plans. Then I find him. Okay. He came back, of course. And then he planned another date. And then, obviously, pretended to be sick. He wasn't sick. Why?
Hello? I'm sorry. Iman, Hannah and Iman texted us. Iman just sent us a photo of, I guess he's at the beach and it's like a gorgeous view. So I was like,
oh my God, I'm going to be with them soon in LA.
LA. Anyways.
But yeah, basically it didn't go well. Okay. He ended up like, I don't know what's going on. It's very much giving he's seeing someone else energy based on like everything that happened.
What
the text
say
that he
again
sent
in his text?
So
it seemed, I remember it just sounding like a stereotype.
I'm not
going to
read
like,
it like word for word on the show. Yeah. I'll show you though.
My fucking ring is on. Oopsies.
But yeah, he ended up like, we ended up canceling the date, and then he was like, I'll let you know when I feel better and we'll reschedule. Like, whatever. It was so annoying because I knew that like after I met his friends and everything, that had to be when he decided like, I don't want to pursue this girl anymore. But then he pretended to set up another date with me and then pretended to get sick. And like, it was a whole thing. It was so stupid.
Yeah.
It was so
COVID thing was
stupid.
Wild.
I just like, I have so much respect for someone that like can go on a date with someone and just be like, hey, like you were so awesome. Like, I just don't think you're like for me. Like, good luck with that. Like, I don't know. Just like, I would never like waste someone's time and like text them all day being like, oh my God, I like, I'm obsessed with you. We have so much chemistry. Like, blah, blah. It's a very weird thing to do in my opinion. Whatever. But then, yeah, like a week and a half later, I end up sending a text because I knew that him kind of ghosting was the rejection. Like, I'm not stupid. But at the same time, like, it was kind of a whirlwind of a week.
It was
so
a
I
lot,
was like,
and then it was nothing.
And then it was nothing. So yeah. I was just like, okay, you know, there's like a 1% chance he's just busy. So I don't know.
Bitch was driving me insane.
Whatever. So also, okay, may I add, like, I was very vulnerable with this guy.
Yeah, no, of course.
Like, it got very vulnerable, and we had a lot of, like, deep conversation. I was just like, damn, bitch. Like, you don't even have the respect to, like, reject me. Like, that's crazy. So I sent him a text just being like, hey. I know, I said, hey, what happened here?
Yeah, just wondering what happened here.
I wanted to send the microphone emoji and say, is this thing on? Okay, but this man is dry.
That would have been
I know.
Really fucking
and
funny.
If it was any other guy, I would have, but he was, like, not funny over text. So I was
the
like,
microphone
I don't,
and then, like, the bang emoji.
Like, is this thing on? This like, thing what on? The fuck is happening?
That's so weak.
Then he sends me this text that I actually, as a bit, like, memorized the first few lines of because I thought
I'm excited. I already, like, know, but I forgot.
I forget now, but over the weekend, we had, like, my roommate's birthday party, and we were just so hammered the whole weekend, and whenever, like, there'd be an awkward silence, I would just be like, hey, sorry it took so long for me to get back to you. I'm really sorry. Like, whatever. I just, like, started,
that's
like,
literally, like, me with the fucking New Year's text.
Yes. No, it was giving the same energy. I'll let you read
it.
It's
like,
right
hey,
now.
Listen, like, I just, like, oh, my
look,
God.
Look, he's already in bed. Anyway. Sorry.
He has his notification silenced. Okay.
But anyway, so that did not work out, okay? And then I realized, like, men are fucking
scary. Oh, I'm glad
scary.
That you didn't reply to him.
Yeah.
At
oh,
all.
Fuck no. Yeah. Oh, fuck no.
Well, no, I know that you didn't reply, but I'm, like, glad you didn't even, like, put, like, a
oh, fuck no.
thing on it.
That
you know?
Message was so, it was just such bullshit. I'm like, you realize 2 weeks after, like, but it's giving you guys, I'm telling you, I showed it to my guy friends and they were like, he is seeing someone else. And honestly, that makes me feel better. But anyway.
Because of how like blunt he is with it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So whatever. I don't care. But after, I'm like, I don't care at all. Come back. But no, anyways. So that didn't, and that's, I think he could still be my husband, but like, we'll circle back one day. But anyway.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But anyway.
I will not let this happen.
So then I was like, okay, now I'm going to go into dating with like, no ex. Like, I'm just, I could be 10 dates in, the guy could treat me like a princess and I'll still be like, you're questionable. Like, I hate you. Like, whatever. So now it just gave me a little reality check that I needed. So now, without even meaning to, all of a sudden everyone just like wants me and my roster is just crazy. And I've been going on a lot of dates. And honestly, I have to say they've all been 10 out of 10. Yeah. Like, I've had
do
such
you remember,
a good time.
I don't know if you remember, but I've said this like a few times. I don't know if I said it I think I have said it on the show before that I believe that men have a sixth scent.
Yes.
For single women. Yes. Like, you know, like your senses and everything, like yes. touch, see, even feel, when I'm walking whatever,
around
like,
in
you know?
Public.
Yeah.
I'm getting so many looks yeah. and vibes.
Remember when I was single and I was yes. just like racking them in and like yeah. everything. I was like, every man that I want is mine. Yeah. Like no, it's just, they crazy. No, it's just, you radiate a different type of energy.
Yes. There hasn't been one man that I've liked or approached that's not been like reciprocating the yep. energy. It's actually period. Great. But yeah, so I, you know, you hear all these horror stories about dating in New York. And honestly, like, the horror of it is not the date. It's the text you get after, as I've been saying. It yeah. could go in so many different, you know, you think it's just like, oh, I didn't like that, or I'd love to see you again. No, I've gotten some rogue ones, like just random, like, that yeah. was so great. You're amazing. I'm trying to fuck. And I'm just like, yeah. got it. Okay. next. Like, what the fuck? But honestly, I mean, I guess my toxic thing of the week is just that I've been on like a first date bender, but I've been having so much fun.
Yeah.
They are so fun because I'm good at picking guys that I'm like, okay, even if you're not like my husband, I know we're going to have a good time, have a lot to talk about. We have yeah. mutual friends, like whatever the case may
be. Reminding Lily though, as I don't know if we've mentioned this on the show yet, but I'm like, you're going on these dates, you're having a great time, but is it a good date or is it just entertaining? Yes. That is the question that we ask ourselves.
Yes. And yeah. and 2 out of 3 in the past week have just been me yapping and entertaining. And then yeah. last night's was actually more
yeah, reciprocated.
Give and take and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but it's been fun. I love to yap.
Yeah.
So.
No, exactly. That's why I was like, I like this because like, obviously you go on dates and you're just like, it's just like fun to just like love, meet new people and just
and
like
what other scenario do you just get to sit with someone one-on-one and just yeah. talk about your lives?
Yeah.
And like, I've only been going out with people again that I knew already from like stalking them that they would be somewhat interesting and like yeah. we would have things to talk about.
From stalking them.
No finance bros in the house. Like, not happening.
No.
Oh, except for the Australian man.
He does finance.
Oh my God. Had to be the hottest man I've ever sat at a table with.
Yeah.
Shout out Aussie man. I love you. Oh my God. Actually, he's going to listen to the podcast now.
Was so. He the one that sent you that text about like, oh, I don't like date girls, long-term relationship or whatever.
Yes.
It was.
He was okay. like, I mentioned on my date, obviously, that I've had 2 like long-term relationships in New York. I go, obviously, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that, but I did just, I didn't say when I got out of it or like any fucking details. It was definitely a cop out. Like, he definitely looked at me and was like,
yeah,
I would love to have sex with you, and I think that is it.
Well, he literally said, like, in the text, like, at the end, he's like, I'm down for, like, a romantic, like, rendezvous.
Yeah,
because
I go, I don't do like, casual hookups, like, whatever. Yeah. And he was like, no, like, I'm still going to take you to dinner. I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening?
Yeah, and
like,
it's like,
I don't
ah,
get the vibe.
Yeah, you're like, well, I, but, that's like.
Oh, my God, he's so dreamy. Like, I might have to hit him up. Like, oh, my God, you guys, I'm serious. Like,
I mean,
it's giving Love
it.
Island. Like,
you know, you could have a good time and have, like, a little romantic rendezvous with somebody.
Yes.
Like, I don't
and
know
he's
if
so
necessarily,
funny and fun.
Like, you know, there's a good way to date where it's like, you know, it's not like you're dating to just, like, fuck or anything, but you're also not dating to find, like, the love of your life.
No,
you are
exactly.
at that, like, in between.
I am
like,
totally in the
you know?
In between. So.
Yeah.
So I will be texting this man, actually, now that
so
I think
about
it.
We will be hitting
it.
Up the Aussie man.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, I miss him. But anyway, every single guy I've gone on a date with has been so sexy and fun and interesting. And I will say, like, you know, I don't think I've found my husband in the past month, but it's been great. And it's been really fun. And it's been, like, super healthy. Like, I'm just going casually, mm-hmm. quick date, and then I'm out, and I'm not yeah. like letting it consume me or like whatever. It's just
I'm
been
glad
like
too,
fun
because
and
you're
light.
Also like you're already like learning like some things and
yes.
you know whatnot. I actually I told you like when Andrea, my life coach today, she was like, "How's Lily doing?" It was just doing really great, whatever, blah blah. And I told her about like the love bombing and everything from that one guy. And Andrea, I was like, but the good thing Shucks. Is that Lily knows now that that's like a huge red flag.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Andrea's like, yeah, like, why the fuck is a guy telling you within
why
the first few days?
Why am I meeting your friends?
What?
That threw me off the why yeah. are you having me out to meet your friend? I would
Wait, that
never
that
have
TikTok
a guy.
That I sent you, you replied and you were like, oh my fucking God, where the girl was like, you know you've grown when love bombing gives you like
the
biggest
ick. Yeah.
She's like, why are you telling me that
I
I'm the love of your life 3 days
in? His love bombing was very like subtle. It was just like,
no, well, that is what fucking
very, he wasn't like, I'm crazy about you. It was very
no,
subtle. But
that,
like, you're texting me every day at 8 a.m. like, good morning, like,
wait,
checking in
I'd
on
hate
me.
To say it, but it was the same exact way with boy.
Yeah.
And boy was also a Pisces.
Yeah, you know what?
Pisces
and I know,
men.
Okay? Don't think I don't know about the Pisces men. I was
no.
hesitant from the beginning, babe.
Oh,
like,
my God. I will never... the like, absolutely not. But, yeah, boy was the same way. And that is why I like fell for him and fell for him fast and had this quick, very whirlwind romance for him that went crashing and burning because it was the same thing. Like, he love bombed me like just enough where I was like, no, I don't think he's love bombing me. I just think he's really into me. Yeah. But then looking back at it, you're like, no, he definitely love bombed me. But yeah. The way that they do it is so like, just so interesting. Yeah. Where it's like you.
It was very subtle.
Yeah.
I will say he got me. Good. He got me good. I'll give him that. But yeah, no, now I'm just like, yeah, that's such a red flag. Yeah. Like, even if, and now I was saying to Christina, like, even if, like, on, you know, I went on a date with a guy last night, probably gonna see him again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I go on like a third date with him and he starts saying stuff to me, like, wow, I'm just gonna make a joke and be like, I kind of feel the same way, but like, let's just not say that out loud.
Yeah.
Like, right. What if we just didn't say right. that? Like, you know what I mean? So, but it's been really fun.
Literally, like, I really appreciate your enthusiasm about this and about me.
I would also so be enthusiastic about me as well.
Let's reel it in. Yes. Just a little bit. You reel know, yeah. Let's take our time.
Period.
So that's perfect.
Yeah. But it's been a good time.
Yeah.
It's been a good time.
Okay. So let's do G&T. Let's touch on the two big things because we were gonna touch on like everybody got that notification about like the TikTok ban whatever and Barbie got snubbed at the Oscars whatever, but the big Barbie got snubbed at the Oscars is what I meant to say. The biggies though is the new Ariana album and Love is Blind things. Ariana album, you know more than I do. I did listen to it fully through. I've been listening to it. It's fantastic. I love it.
It's pop album of the year, I'm telling you. Pop album of the year. And Dua's, and well, Taylor Swift's isn't going to be very poppy, but they haven't even come out yet. And I'm telling you, this is going to win pop album of the year at the Grammys. It is so fucking good. Start to finish. No skip.
Yeah.
No skip.
No, it is.
I did make my top five songs.
Okay. Let's hear them. Let's run it back.
Okay. Me and Dakota, our bestie, are pretty aligned on this as well, which is thrilling. My top five. Number one. And if this isn't your number one, you are a sick, twisted individual. We can't be friends.
Oh, of course.
Are you fucking
joking
with that song?
Yeah. That's the one I've been listening to mostly on repeat. The timing of that song
for me. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not okay. Number two, Eternal Sunshine. Hello?
Yeah.
That song is insane. Number three, I Wish I Hated You. This was not in my top five till yesterday. Now I'm like, oh, this song is ruining me in the best way possible. Best way possible. Number four, Supernatural. And number five, Boy Is Mine. Right. If Boy Is Mine isn't in your top five, babe, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that boy is mine. Like, I am popping my pussy to that song. Right. Like,
you know what I was thinking about today, which is the controversial opinion. Maybe. Well, I'm going to say it. I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
How everybody's, like, hating on Ethan Slater. And a lot of people are making jokes being, like, you know, when she's like, that boy is mine. Like, yeah, girl, you could keep SpongeBob, him. Like, whatever.
Yeah, the SpongeBob. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if I was dating a guy and people are like, who's your boyfriend? And I'm like, my boyfriend plays the lead role of fucking SpongeBob on Broadway.
Seems lit to me.
That sounds sick.
Okay, and everyone just has such strong opinions.
So cool.
On Ariana Grande and the whole thing. And like, yes, I am the huge Ariana Grande fan. And I will say I've gone to all her tours with my best friend, Sarah. Like, I love her so much. She was questionable last year, for sure. Like, I was definitely like, girl, what are we doing? But at the same time with celebrities, you guys, we don't know
shit. You gotta take everything with a fucking grain of salt.
We don't
salt,
know shit.
Dude.
And I feel like she said a lot in this album that it speaks volumes about like what really happened. And like, we'll never really know. But even in her interviews, she's just like, everyone's like, you know, you don't know what's going on in someone's life until it's a celebrity. So I'm just like, guys, we don't know anything about what happened.
Yeah.
And like, I have done questionable things as well. So I'm just like, I don't know. I didn't really get all the hate. And unless we really knew exactly what happened, then you can have an opinion. But we will never know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And also, the album makes it sound like, to me, like, Dalton was questionable fuck. Just the whole, her talking about, like, how much she went to therapy on the album, and like, to work on herself, and how he just did nothing. I was just like, yes, this is
relatable.
Familiar. Yes,
I
know this very well. Yeah, all the songs about Dalton reminded me a lot of my ex. I was just okay, period. Perf. Got it. Yeah, so I'm obsessed with the album. I haven't listened to anything else since. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. I can't get enough.
Love.
Can't get enough.
Something else we can't get enough of is Love is Blind.
Oh. It's my whole personality right now. I've
Me and
never
Lily
been more
are
obsessed.
Having, we're filming this on Tuesday, Wednesday, tomorrow the reunion comes out. Me and Lily do have like girls' night planned based, you know, revolving around the reunion. Lily has something, like, we were going to, like, do, like, dinner or whatever. Lily was, like, something came up. She has to, like, go do something tomorrow. And she was, like, is it
raise.
Fine if I do this thing? Yeah, go
to
fucking
the
raise.
Bar raise wants shoot. Me to do a St. Patty's Day photo yeah. shoot. Help.
But she was, like, are you cool if I do this and then just, like, come, like, right after? And I was, like, girl, I don't give a fuck what you do as long as you were here at 9 p.m.
I should
sharp.
Still be here by 7:15 so we can still, like, cook.
7:15?
Yeah, I'm meeting them at like 6. He said it would take 15 or 20 minutes. They're just going to snap
a few. Oh, and
I'm
meeting with them at like 7:30 for some reason.
Oh, no. They're just going to snap a few pics and I'm on my way.
Is it at the Greenpoint one?
No, it's at the one downtown. Okay. I get a $200
well, still,
gift card.
It's so close. But all right, yeah, no, you'll be good. We'll figure out like what we want to do like in terms of like dinner or whatever. But anyways, yeah, we're having a fucking viewing party tomorrow. A party of two for me and Lily to watch this fucking reunion.
No one else is invited. You're not invited.
And I just want to say that... The last episode that we put out, we talked about Love is Blind, like when we only watched the first like two episodes
bitch.
And we were giving so many people benefit of the doubt. But
no.
This
shout out AD.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing well. Pop your
love
pussy, AD.
Love the way that I saw a lot of people talking about this. Love the way that when she, you know, obviously spoilers, but you know, it's been a week since the finale came out, so I think we're safe to talk about this. The way that when she left the altar, she said to like her friends and her mom, she's like, we good? And they all followed her out, all a group of women just following right behind her. And I sent you the.
Yeah, you did.
Micah. I don't know what her
it was
fucking
Micah.
Name is. Yeah, I think I sent you that like TikTok where
her
the girl
friends were laughing.
It. Her friend that's like, this is what I wanted to happen. I don't care if you hated the guy and that's what you wanted to happen. Your best friend just got fucking. Her fiance said no to her at the altar, and you're gonna sit there and be like, this is what I wanted to happen.
Doing it at the altar.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what a lot of people are saying too about Jimmy is he sucked. Everybody knew it wasn't gonna last. Like he just sucked through and through. At least he had the balls to be like, I can't go to the altar with you.
I do feel like with Jimmy though, that relationship kind of made him suck. I feel like he could have been a bit better with someone else. I don't know.
I know, but I think his intentions got swayed. Obviously, the second he found out like that she was like, I look like Megan Fox, like whatever it is, you could see that his intention wasn't actually.
Yeah,
like,
you're right. You know. No, he's definitely questionable for sure.
Yeah.
But she was tough.
No, she was.
Chelsea.
Oh, no, she's fucking crazy. Like that's
yeah.
Like, and, you know, obviously there are things that, you know, there's always that phrase like, you know, you're not crazy until they make you crazy, like whatever.
Yeah.
But like. If, you know, and I'm sure there's things behind the scenes we don't fully know.
For
we'll
sure.
see if we'll get, like, some answers at the
For
reunion
sure.
and whatnot.
She did, seems like a really nice person.
Wait, did I send you the video that somebody recorded them and posted on TikTok the other day? Her and Jimmy grabbing lunch out in public?
I don't think I
like,
saw that.
Like, some girl posted a video that she was at lunch and she saw Chelsea and Jimmy having lunch, like, literally, like, a few days ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I gotta send it to you.
Interesting.
But, Oh, yeah. And people are putting puzzle pieces together, too, because she, like, flew somewhere for a wedding. And that was the location that the girl got it at. So they were like, did she bring Jimmy as her wedding date? Is there something going on? I don't know. But anyways, there's so many things. Also, Brittany and Kenneth, that was a whole thing. Love Brittany. She's amazing. Apparently, you know, obviously, I don't know what the fuck is going on with her and Kenneth. She posted a TikTok that we were talking about the other day. There's some rumors that maybe he's gay. There's also, like... I don't
rumors
even know.
They're back together too.
Yeah, I literally don't know.
Jeremy and Sarah Ann. No, the one where it was like, I just cheated on my girlfriend and I just, and then Sarah Ann just let like a whole bunch of girls down. You want to just get in some jet skis? And
Yeah. That guy that made that TikTok. Oh my God, there's been so many good TikToks.
Crazy,
about this
bro.
Season. This season has. Got a lot of people are saying this too. Please this season is one of the best seasons of Love is Blind in a very long time because
no, so
it
good.
Was just so like people were standing on business. People weren't standing on business and that's why it was fucking entertaining. There's drama behind the scenes. Trevor had a girlfriend during the entire thing of it. You guys hear about that? Did I tell you that girls gotta eat the whole thing
about
how they were supposed to have him on? They heard about the stuff. They were like, we don't really do drama like that. We're not going to like scold him and everything. So they reached out to his publicist and they were like, hey, like, is this true? And the publicist gave them like a really nasty like response. And they were like, well, you know what? Fucking no. We don't want on the show anymore. Like,
yeah,
you know,
crazy. But, oh, my God. I
no,
can't
exactly.
imagine.
But yeah, Jeremy is
Jeremy's
the definition
fuck.
Like there's no way he's not a narcissist. Oh, like, or like, one, you know, has no, some serious, one, like
100% a narcissist. I can just tell by the way he talks. Wait,
did you see also there's another girl that's going viral on TikTok who she didn't use Jeremy's name. She's calling him Shmerany. She's like this legend. Guy. Yeah, whatever.
Us on the show. Shmerany.
Right. but she came out with like a huge video talking about like her relationship with him. And there was like some stuff in there about like, I don't know, like, you know, trigger warning for people. There were like some stuff in there about domestic violence. Like, yeah.
Look, this guy is fucking weird. No. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that like shocked me.
No.
I could definitely see him being, you know, I don't know about that. Like, that's a huge claim, but I'm sure.
He honestly, after
the emotional abuse I could see from him. No. He would mind fuck me. Like, he is literally. Scary.
Well, that's the thing. As I was watching it, like him, like when he was sitting down, when Laura like confronted him about the Sarah Inn thing and then everything that happened like at like the lake house.
He just lied and lied.
Yeah. But while I was watching it, I was literally feeling a little triggered because I was like, I know. It like, this is almost verbatim what I went through.
Wild to lie when she has your location. Are you fucking insane?
No, like
he was like, we were at the bar the whole time. She's like, you were at her house.
Yeah, you were like, she was like, you were in an alleyway by her house till 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
like yeah, he was just like gaslighting the fuck out of her. Oh my god, so bad. Also, Clay, that man was never gonna fucking get married. Like we all know this.
And I hope he never fucking does. He's an embarrassment. Truly,
no, that was so embarrassing.
He is a fucking embarrassment.
Amy and Johnny, love them. Obviously, the birth control thing, still a little bit weird. But I'm very interested to see what they say in the promo. Because in the reunion, because in the promo for the reunion, you literally see Vanessa Lachey be like, were condoms not an option? Like, what? Like, so I'm very interested to see what they say in terms of the birth control stuff.
A vasectomy, like, you know, I do think it's great as a guy to get a vasectomy and like whatever. It's just, you know, pretty unheard of. Like I asked a guy to get a vasectomy, I would expect him to say no. Like, guys suck. Yeah. But like I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, there's a lot of other options here.
Yeah, there's so many other options. So I don't know. I mean, maybe he is just like paranoid, or maybe there's something like deeper, or maybe he like seemed she quite like paranoid. Can't like he did seem quite paranoid, but you know, it seems like they are gonna bring it up in the reunion, so we'll see. It also seemed like
put the condom on and pull out,
right? Literally, like hello, like the good old pull out with a condom. You're set, baby.
You're
like
set. You're set. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna. Yeah.
So I don't know, but we'll see. Yeah, I've been texting Lily for days now being like, you don't understand.
I'm on the edge of my seat, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm counting down the days, the minutes, the hours to this fucking reunion. I think Netflix is probably going to crash tomorrow for like a sec.
Be so annoyed.
At least they're not doing it live. As you guys remember, two seasons ago, they attempted to do a live reunion on Netflix. It went down so horribly. It crashed. They couldn't get it up for hours.
Oh, God.
Like, and so, but last year they corrected their wrongs and they were like, well, we're never doing that again because that was horrible. So we're going to do it the regular way. And they did. And then I think even with last season, people were like, you didn't answer the questions that people want to answer. And they got so much backlash for it that I think this season, another time. Good. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the promo for the reunion at least looks and sounds like they asked all the questions people want to know. They even promoted that they like called Trevor out about having a girlfriend and stuff, which that was a whole other thing. Like we said, Trevor.
I haven't seen any of the promo.
Oh my God, dude, I got to send you the clip, like the promo Please. Clip. It's nuts. Also, like pictures got out already. Like they posted some of the pictures of what people are wearing to the reunion.
Oh, God.
Some of the women look stunning. Some of them look like Sherry Hill prom dresses. Some of the men look great. Some of them look like Bob the Builder. Like,
you know,
I'm not.
Who I really like? Jeremy, like the girl that Jeremy fucked with, Laura.
Oh,
you know what? She's definitely like super particular. Like, it takes a certain type of person to be with her. Yeah. Like, whatever. No. She's pretty like anal about things and
she
like
called
whatever.
Him the fuck out.
She's such a girl's girl. Such a girl's girl. Her and AD.
Oh, yeah. I guess when it came to that, I was going to say, I had mixed reviews about her at the beginning of the season because it seemed like she was a little catty in the pods.
Yes, I agree.
I think She really like.
I feel like she's someone that is easy to like miss. I just think she has good intentions. You know what I mean? Like I definitely was like not sure about her. It was the last. It was when he hurt her, and I saw how she responded to it. Yeah, she just sat there and was like, "Period." Like whatever. I was like, I would be fucking drowning in that fucking jet
ski. Exactly. She really like made it up at the end, basically.
Yeah. I just feel like she has good intentions and like she deserves. Yeah. I think if she's with the right person, she'd be like the best version of herself.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
no,
I liked her. I love AD. I love her. She's just...
Yeah. She's just, she did not deserve anything that Clay put her through. And I am praying to God that she is not with that man and, not dating him or anything. Yeah, because they did... I mean, obviously, when they, like, put up, like,
she's
the...
not, though.
Yeah, well, when they put up the promotional clip, like, obviously, things are taken out of context and whatever, but they did, in the promotional clip, there is a clip of Clay saying something like... like, I'm still in love with her or, like, something along those lines. So I'm like, oh, girl, let's hope. I just hope that we don't get disappointed by some of their choices. Because also, you got to remember, Love is Blind was filmed a year ago.
Yeah.
They filmed that show a year in advance.
It's like, crazy.
Yeah.
But I wonder when the reunion was filmed.
It was filmed, like, right after the last episode. So, like, a few days ago. Like, a week ago, maybe.
Like, they filmed this a week ago?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
shit.
Because they needed to wait until the finale came out and see what people were saying about the finale in order to film it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is going to be lit.
No, so it's like very like new.
Oh, you know, my God, bro.
I also listened to today. I listened to the Vile Files, the one that Jess was on. Jess went on the Vile Files.
I love Jess. Her. Oh, my God. She deserves everything and more.
She's very well spoken and I love.
So well spoken.
On the Vile Files, like even the people that were like really bad on Love is Blind, she just had like such a great way. I mean, she's very obviously PR trained, but also in general, she's just like a gentle
soul. Yeah, but good for her still.
Yeah. You know what I found interesting, actually, that I didn't realize when I was watching Love is Blind, but she brought, to the attention when she was on the Vile Files. She said that she purposely, that everybody in the pods talks about, like, intimacy and sex and stuff, because that's obviously, like, a factor that you want to know, like, people's views on and everything when you're in the pods. And when she was talking to Jimmy and the other guys, she said, I purposely told them in the pods that I did not want to talk about sex or intimacy because I knew that my daughter would be watching the show and I didn't want I didn't want her to hear that. I told them that I would have that conversation with them if we made it outside of the pods, like
good
in
for
private.
Her.
Yeah. I was like,
I also
hell
liked
yeah.
when they all met at the lake house. I liked she was talking to Jimmy and she was just like, don't hurt her. Like she was like looking out for Chelsea.
No, she had a lot of very nice things to say about Chelsea. She had a lot of very nice things to say about everybody.
Yeah,
on,
no, she's everything. You can tell she's a grown woman with a fucking kid who has a good head on her shoulders. I've liked her from the beginning. She deserves everything.
No,
I'm surprised
exactly.
She has a hard time finding a man. Honestly, I mean,
it's
tough out here. It's the kid.
It's probably because of the kid.
It's the kid for sure. But I don't know. She's just so great that I'm like, I'll date you.
I'll be stepmommy.
She's
like,
so
hello.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways. All right. Well, enough of that. Let's get into I got to switch the camera battery and then we're going to get to the actual episode, which because it's our last episode, we're just going to have some fun and read some date stories that you guys submitted to us. So,
yeah,
let's
play.
Do that. All right, guys. So like we said, last episode, we're keeping it lighthearted and fun. And originally we were going to do an episode about first date etiquette. And then I was like, wait, I feel like we've done this before. And we did. We did a whole episode about it in season one. But we figured it would just be fun to read some date stories that you guys submitted, especially first date stories that you guys submitted, especially since Lily obviously has been in her dating era, going on tons of first dates, having some fun. So we asked you guys on Instagram to submit your funniest or your worst first date stories, and you guys had tons, and we ate them up, and so I screenshotted a bunch of them, and I'm just gonna go through them, read them, react, and I love hearing other people's date stories. It's
literally
like my favorite
obsessed
thing ever.
I've been forgetting to ask that on my first dates. Usually I'm like, so what's the tea?
My favorite first date question is asking my date, what is the worst first date you've been on?
I know. I'm usually nosier. It's been pretty surface level vibes. So
I told you that one guy that I went on a date with said that a girl, like, they like really hit it off. They went back to his place, they had sex, she slept like over, and she was sleepwalking in the middle of the night, didn't know what she's doing. She woke up, pulled her pants down, and thought she pulled his fucking dresser
I do
open, sat down in it, and just started peeing. and thought literally thought it was like a toilet in the middle of the night, and he like screamed, I and would then she like
move and to then
she
Japan.
She literally just pulled her pants back up and just went into bed. And he like didn't know what to do. So then he was like, I literally didn't know what to do. He's like, next day, like I woke her up and I was like, you know, I was like, you gotta leave. And he was like, I think, you know, she was like, I think she like actually tried to like turn it on him for like a second. She was like, you're crazy or something. And then she left. And then she ended up texting me being like, I'm sorry. Like, yeah. NYU Big Dick told me that one time he went on a first date with a girl. I know, right? It hits every time. Like,
I'm like, where is that big dick anyway?
He went, right. Where is he?
Where is that?
Where are you back? No. Sorry. Yeah, that's so bad. But no, it's all in good fun.
Sorry.
It's all in good fun. I'm so in love now with a new man. All good. But he went on a first date with a girl one time and she threw up all over him.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't have a bad one yet. So, yeah. I mean, I've had some trauma dumpers, but yeah. Like not like in a fun
there's
way.
There's ones where it's like, you know, sometimes there's like really bad ones. Most of the dates that you encounter though that are like bad are just like because like it's like awkward. Boring, yeah. Or they like maybe they like all of a sudden confess that they're like a raging Republican or something.
Or they're a Drake fan.
Oh, Lily started carrying around these fucking water guns, these little baby water guns.
I wish I had them. Pew, 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 pew.
But I texted her yesterday and I was like, you should like prank guys on dates and being like, yeah, I'm really passionate about open carrying. You want to see my gun?
I feel like we can't just say that I started carrying out. Around water guns, that's like, like people are gonna be really good. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I'm actually a raging Republican. I really care about open carry. You want to see my guns?
I don't know how this happened. I was hungover on Sunday with my friend Callie, and she brought it up. She's not so. She was like, "I've always wanted like a little water gun." I don't remember why that came up or what, but she was like to fill it with alcohol.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So now I ordered instantly as soon as she said it. I ordered like a bunch of these like little teeny tiny little.
Wait,
water
you have
guns.
More?
Yes, I'll have get one for you. Obviously. Obviously, Christina. What if we both run into an op?
Right.
What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna fill mine with a little bit of champagne, a little prosecco.
Yes.
When I'm out period. With girls.
So I have two in my purse at all times now, okay? One with tequila, one with water. Tequila, if I see a bestie on the street, open up, bitch.
Yeah, a little
and
tiki-ki.
Then if I run into my ex or an op, I am not, you guys, I'm absolutely not joking. If I see my ex at a bar or anything, I am pulling out a water gun and shooting him with it. What? That's what so would weak. He do? That is the only thing I could come up with.
Yeah.
It seems like the best option.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Pew, 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 pew. And can it's like, it's imagine? Literally like a little like speck of water and I'm just.
Yeah, it's like the tiniest like, water gun you've ever seen.
Like
that, I couldn't think of anything better. And I'm committing, like it's happening yeah. for sure.
Anyways, I love this journey for her. I'm all for it.
Back to the episode.
Back to dates. All right, let's get into it. So. Obviously, everybody that submitted date stories, I was like, it'll stay anonymous, whatever. Some of them are shorter, some of them are longer. We'll just read all of them. And then if any suck, I will cut them out of this episode.
Period.
We'll just go with it because I screened so many.
Okay.
All right. First one. This girl said, had a man fully chasing me, sleeping at my apartment, bringing me flowers to my college, telling me all the best things, ghosted me. Went Love. Back to his hometown for a week and then texted me this isn't working. Then he hard launched his girlfriend of Perfect. 6 months on Instagram the next day. Mans must have felt like guilty. And he's like, I gotta post my girlfriend now.
Oh my God. Ghosting is so scary as well. And I feel like there's always like an underlying reason for it. The older you get, like that's so scary.
Okay. This one is once again, another short one, but it's funny. She said he stopped me mid-sentence, took his phone out, and called his dad to ask him to Venmo him because my date didn't have enough money to cover the $17 bill.
$17?
Yeah. She also adds, I honestly would have just paid, but he didn't let me. He thought it was better if he called his dad and said, can you Venmo me so I can pay for this date in front of her? Sorry, she got to call him with daddy real
I quick. Would just lie and be like, oh my God, I just got a notification that my card is locked. If you just cover it, I'm going to just like Apple Pay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything is better than
no,
that,
No, like
bro.
People don't use their fucking brains. Like they actually don't use their brains.
I forgot how great it is to get a lot of free stuff on dates too. That's been fun.
Oh my God. When I was dating in 2020, like now I don't really ever do dinner dates. I only do drinks or coffee.
No, but even free drinks is great.
Yeah,
I've
know.
Been just doing drinks.
But in 2020, bitch, I was going on a date every single night. for some free dinner, some free pasta. So like, great. Forget it. Like,
so great.
Going to the bougiest of places.
Yeah, yeah.
I lived. I had my moment.
Eat on a second date.
Yeah, on a second date.
Yeah.
When I first date, because the first date you only get, you know, it would be nice to go to like a nice restaurant and everything. But the whole thing about like why you get drinks or, you know, just coffee on a first date is because, bitch, if that date is going so bad and that man sucks, you need to be able to chug that one drink and be like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be sitting there waiting on food. You got to eat all your
food. The man ordered food last night. I was so thrown off. I was like, what's your go-to drinky? I'm like, am I fucking alcoholic? Yes. I was just like, what are we drinking? It's like a Monday night. He was like, oh, I'm on a sober streak right now. I just ran a marathon. I was like, okay, first of all, what is the pattern of me dating guys that run marathons? Every single guy I've gone on a fucking date with this past month has run the marathon in New York. I'm like, I don't do anything, so this isn't gonna work. But then he was like, yeah, but it's fine, like, just get, like, still get a drink, whatever. I was like, oh, I'm going to, yeah, don't worry.
Don't mind if I do.
But then he was like, I'm starving. I was like, I go, what, you eat on a first date? He was so confused. He was like, what? I was like, fuck it, let's get food, bitch. And then we ended up eating. It was so weird, but I was like, it was great.
I mean, whatever. At least it went good. You said it was like a good give and take date anyways. You weren't just entertaining.
Well, I knew going into it, he's friends with Noah, kind of.
Really?
Yes. Like, they've worked together. Oh, and like, you know, he's a videographer and does all these. So I was like, okay, this will be interesting at least. Hmm. It won't be painful.
All right.
It wasn't. So
good. Good, good, good. Next story. In college, I went on a date with a guy from a sociology class who was nowhere near my type, but my friends told me I was being too picky, so I gave him a shot. He picked me up in the morning to go to breakfast at IHOP, and he was wearing sweatshorts and looked like he just came from the gym. Yeah, so first of all, he's like sweaty, disgusting, in sweatshorts. Yeah. A cute little like breakfast, brunch date. That's cute.
I can't even like
IHOP. Like, whatever. But anyways, but then she goes, when we got in the car, I noticed he kept petting his goatee.
Oh my fucking God.
His goatee.
That would give me the ick so bad.
She goes, full on petting it. And he continued to do so the entire date, nonstop. And then she goes, after the breakfast, he wanted to go to the shops that were down the street. So we went and he insisted on going to Barnes & Noble, where he decided to read out loud a part of 50 Shades of Grey. And he asked me to also do it. And I thought it was so weird. And I said no. He then took me to the school campus to walk around, where he basically started to plan out our whole summer together like we were a couple. This date lasted about 5 hours and I literally ran into my house because he tried to kiss me at the end.
I'm fucking terrified.
And then she goes, I had to sit next to him the rest of the semester while he just stared at me. On a first date, they go into Barnes & Noble and he proceeds to read 50 Shades of Grey and tells her to read it.
Why are we at Barnes & Noble?
Why are we going to Barnes & Noble?
Why are you making future plans of me on the first date?
Yeah.
Why are you touching your goatee? Why are you wearing that?
The goatee kills me.
I actually think it's pretty important what a guy wears to the first date.
I do too.
And I will say, all these men have been dressing up for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know that they're dressed
to impress, baby. Dressed to impress. And also, you know, feel confident in yourself. Feel good about yourself.
Well, because like girls do it, but I don't know what I really expected. But these guys look like they really like thought about what. I think the thought of them getting ready for the date sends me. I'm just like, yeah, does the jacket look good, bro? Like, do you think this looks good? Like, yeah, she's so hot. Like, I don't know what to do.
Am I getting nervous before a date is both an ick, but also very cute?
No, it's cute. For the right guy, it's cute. But if it's, yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. This one's funny because this girl is very obviously very, very British because of the way she was like, right. The way she's like, I fancied him so much and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to read it in like stupid American terms because it's going to be funnier if I read it in stupid American terms.
Okay.
So she goes, or I'll read it to a point. Anyways, she said, I went on a first date for a couple of years ago. I fancied him so much. So like, I liked him so much. When I first meet somebody that I fancy, I cannot eat for some reason.
Yeah.
He brought me to a fancy restaurant and we both ordered food and had lots of wine. I obviously couldn't eat the food, but I kept drinking. I also had no food in my stomach, so I got drunk so fast and felt so sick all of a sudden. When we went out to the smoking area, I puked on his jeans. He was so embarrassed about it, but I mean, he was so cool about it, but I was so embarrassed. Aww, we didn't have a second date.
That's tough.
Poor girl.
Poor girl. I would fucking jump in front of a bus.
Yeah.
But You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. He wasn't the one. Yeah. He wasn't the one.
Yeah, that's true. I guess if it like went really well, mm-hmm. I mean, that man that ghosted me could have puked on my face and I'd be like, it's fine. I love you. Like, yeah.
Oh my God. So this next one, blood warning. She goes, it was the first date with one of my high school boyfriends. It was like young. But she goes, we decided to go to a Mormon church parking lot, as one does in high school. We were making out and I felt something wet on my face. So we stopped, we turned the light on, and my entire face and shirt were covered in blood, and so was his. He got a bloody nose and we had to go to get me a new shirt before I went home. It was disgusting.
You don't understand. I would have a fucking panic attack. I hate blood.
Imagine being like, oh, what is that on my face?
Someone else's blood? Someone else's nose blade. Oh my God. I would freak the fuck out.
Absolutely not. Nope. Oh my God. Okay.
These are good.
I know. That's why I'm like, fire round, but they're so good.
No, I love it.
Okay, this next one, it's a longer one, but this is a good one. I remember it too. All right. So this girl goes, back in October, I met this Dutch guy that seemed pretty charming. He told me that he felt like we had a special connection. A bullshit lie, she adds. Bullshit.
Wait, he told me that too.
Right. I'm so special. Yeah. Even though I was iffy about it, I still thought I might just go with him for the plot. He told me two of his friends had extra tickets for this horror night type thing, and I just thought it would have been a fun date, so I said yes. He offered to pick me up at his house and repeatedly said that he was buying tonight. She said this will be important later on in the story. She said, anyways, it was raining violently that day, so the traffic was a little bit more heavy than usual. That's when it started going wrong. He started screaming offensive slurs to the cars in front, and at one point he was so annoyed by the traffic jam that he considered going over the sidewalk to cut the traffic. Thankfully, he did not go over since the road started to clear, but right after that, him and his friends started talking to each other in Dutch, giving zero fucks about me being there.
So rude.
Yeah. After a while, he turns to me and says, from now on, you drive. I honestly just looked at him shocked, thinking maybe it was a joke, but he refused to put his hands back on the wheel and kept saying, if you don't, we're gonna crash. Eventually, I did, and I tried maneuvering for a bit while on the passenger seat. Once he realized that nobody in the car thought it was funny, he kept driving again like nothing happened. Also important to note that we were in the middle of nowhere, so I couldn't just open the car door and leave.
Yeah, of course.
Insane.
Holy fuck.
She goes, we get to the park after a long 3-hour drive, in which he announced he was referring to me as shoddy because he was turning into a black man. She goes, while also being the whitest Dutch dude ever. So this guy's like, I'm only going to call you shoddy because he was like acting like he out loud said that he was going to turn into a black man.
I'm scared. What's happening?
She said, body shamed his ex and told me that he only jerked off to Latinas. I am a she goes.
What the fuck happening?
But she goes in parentheses. She goes, I am Latina, by the way. So he probably thought that was a compliment? ?
Love to be fetishized. Thank you.
Like what? That was
what.
She said,
so scared of men. I'm crying.
And then she goes, anyways, we stopped to eat. He insisted on paying for my food. And during the whole time we were there, he ate with his mouth open. He also burped in my face and excused himself by saying, sorry, I'm not used to being around girls. I survived our time at the park, and I am so relieved to just get back home. After the date, I didn't hear from him for a couple of days until he texts me to ask for this app Dutch people use so that I could pay him back for the expenses of the date that he insisted he was paying for. The good thing is I blocked him and never paid him a cent.
Yeah, period, bitch. Period, bitch.
There are so many layers.
Oh, my fucking God.
Claiming he's a black man, so calling her shoddy, saying that he only jerks off to Latinas.
Oh, God.
Or body shaming his ex. The steering wheel thing? letting go of the steering wheel, being like, you drive, we're gonna crash if you don't drive. Her having to like lean over him.
How did she say she met the guy?
What did she say? She didn't say. She just said, back in October, I met this Dutch guy.
Okay, so she obviously like met him briefly and then agreed to this. Like,
yeah.
That's what's so scary is like, you can meet a guy and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And then, oh my God, you have no idea what you are in store for.
Yeah. I just,
oh that, my fucking God, bro.
There are so many like layers to that one.
No, that, yeah, that's why your first date with a guy has to be somewhere. I always do it like near my neighborhood where I can get the fuck out of there.
No, exactly. To, like a 3-hour car ride. Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely
with his not. Friends.
With like, his friends.
What? Crazy.
This one. This one. It's like funny. I feel bad for like this girl, but it's like kind of funny. She goes, on a first date with a guy I met on Hinge, we sat and talked for like 2 hours and I thought it was going pretty well. I didn't know if I would go out with him again because I didn't feel like, she goes, because I didn't feel a spark there. Okay. But he seemed like a nice guy. Who knows? Maybe I would give him another chance. She goes, yeah, didn't get to give him the opportunity because as we go to walk to our cars, he goes, yeah, so there's definitely not going to be a second date, but nice to meet you. Turned and walked away. She goes, all I could do was laugh about him. And in the moment, I was like, what the fuck? Imagine leaving a date. And the guy's like, well, there's definitely not going to be a second date, but like, nice meeting you.
You guys, if that man last night had said that to me, I literally would have been beside myself.
No, like,
not
what?
Because I like cared about him, but like, what a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, I would literally rather, I like, this is probably immature. I would probably rather have a guy tell me that over text.
Oh my God, absolutely. Rather it's in so person, because you're just like, what?
That's
like,
so awkward.
No.
Or like, you know, you can just be like, I had a good time. Like, thanks, get home safe, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to like say, either or, like, I want to see you again or I don't want to see you again. Mm-hmm. And then if just never talk to me again.
Right.
And it'll be very obvious. You
literally
know?
He could have just
only
been like,
owe someone an explanation if you've gone on like 2 or 3 dates.
Yeah.
That's the only, and then if you've loved bomb them. Right. But like, otherwise, like, who the fuck cares?
Right.
Like, after one date.
No, that was wild.
I told my date last week, we both said at the end, like, we'll totally go on another date. We're not going on another
date. That's what you always do. Like, you just, like, do that. Like, it's, like, shitty, but, like, you're just like, oh, like, yeah, let's do this again.
Yeah.
And that, whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this next one isn't a story, but it was just a one-liner that I thought was funny. This girl goes, he told me I would make a good housewife. Imagine on first date, a guy being like, you'd be a really good housewife.
I'd be like, you better make 10 mil a year.
Yeah, you better make a lot of money, baby. Like,
the fuck? You think I'm doing that? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a house husband.
Right. I'm looking for a stay-at-home dad.
I'm dead serious.
You would make a good house. Yeah, right.
Big Jeans is going to fucking nail it.
Right. I know. Stay-at-home husband, baby.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one. This girl goes, I went on a date with this guy. I thought he was so handsome and everything. We go out. We go. We sit somewhere for a drink. And he cannot stop talking about himself. How he was in Mykonos dancing there and girls wanted his shirt. They were screaming for him. How he makes giveaways on his Instagram that he's so proud of himself. And then she goes, he has 2,000 followers. And then she goes, this kills me, okay? She goes, we sat down and he analyzed every single post he had on his Instagram. Where did he take it?
Oh my God.
The captions. Everything.
If a man takes out his camera roll or shows you his social media on a date, I'm dead ass. I'm going to say, I have to take a call outside and I am leaving.
Leaving.
That is the weirdest.
Analyzing everything. Okay. And then she goes, Then he was talking shit about guys who buy expensive things and that he's more stylish than everybody.
Oh my God, bye.
And then she goes, I honestly do not remember him asking anything about me. I just kept sitting there being like, okay, cool, great. Then he goes, let's take a pic for my story.
Oh my I'm fucking like, God. Sure.
And then she goes, he put a blurry effect on because my outfit was whack. Because he's, I think she said he put a blurry effect on. I think what she meant to say is because he thought that like her outfit was whack. Because then she goes, I was wearing Converse with black jeans, a top, and a black jean jacket. She goes, what else was I supposed to be wearing? A fucking wedding dress?
Yeah, like, just it's giving like simple, cute.
And then she goes, he also had a really annoying lisp. She goes, in the voice memos, you couldn't hear that. I don't know how he managed to do that.
The audacity.
What?
For him to act that way and have a lisp? Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Pick your struggle.
Pick your fucking struggle.
She goes, I never talked to him again. He got a girlfriend. He broke up with the girlfriend. He was up in my DMs being like, hey, beautiful, what's up? And I never replied to him because I'm in a happy relationship now. And I couldn't.
Even if she was single, she wouldn't have.
She goes, I didn't reply because I'm in a happy relationship. I could care less about him. And then he messaged me again. And I'm not going to say the girl's. I'm going to use a different girl's name. Let's call her, I don't know. Let's call her
any
Amanda.
Name.
Amanda, let's call her Amanda. She goes, so he DMs her, says, hey, beautiful, what's up? She doesn't reply. He messages her again and says, Amanda, with the crying face, like the little, like, do you see, like, the little, like, she goes, and then she
the
goes.
The amount of DMs is crazy.
No, she sent it, like, iText. That's why I was like, this is going to be good. Like, but, and then she goes, men of 2024, so funny.
You guys, I'm so scared.
The analyzing the Instagram
crazy
kills me. She goes, he went through every single post, where he took it, the story, the captions.
Dude, I'm at the point where I go on these dates on a weeknight too, where I'm already kind of tired. I'm already really, like, last night I was really not in the mood, but I'm like, I'm not gonna bail, like, I'm not gonna be disrespectful. But it's already, like, a lot for me to be there. If a guy started doing that, I am not joking. I would be like, respectfully, this is, like, weird, and I am gonna go. Mm. Like, I don't know. I don't think I could sit there. Yeah. I don't think I could do it. I really don't.
No, I literally, and it's, like, so hard sometimes for people to, like, get up and leave, but I think, like, now if I went back into, like, dating, if I wasn't with Big Jeans, if I was just getting fed up, I would have been like, you know what? This was great. I gotta go.
I wouldn't make a scene, but I would just, like, I would just be like, something came up. I have to go.
Yeah.
I would probably start laughing. Like, I don't know, but I can't do that.
Oh, God. Another one. This girl goes, I was newly single and I went out with this guy that I knew in high school. The date itself was fine. We had dinner and then we had drinks on the beach. But while we were on the beach just talking, he grabbed my face and started aggressively making out with me and said, I've always wanted to do this with you. So this is, like, a guy she, like, went on a date with. She knew in high school. But they went on the date after high school. And he's like, I've always wanted to do this with you. Creepy. She goes, I was already a little tipsy, so I just went with it. We took it back to his car to have sex. She goes, mid-sex. Oh, I fucked something up. There we go. Mid-sex. Like, this man was literally inside of me. He starts to cry. And then says, I'm sorry I lied. I still have a girlfriend. He immediately ends, drove me home, and that same night he posted a picture of him and his girlfriend getting drinks. I told the girlfriend and I immediately blocked him, but that's not all. A few weeks later, he told me that I gave him an STI, and I knew I didn't because I had just gotten checked prior to us hooking up. A few months later, the girlfriend messages me and tells me that he got the STI from sleeping with one of her friends.
That was my favorite one yet.
I know. The crying inside of her being like, I'm look, sorry, I have a girlfriend.
Look, if my man's gonna cheat on me, you better cry while doing it.
Right.
You better cry while doing it.
That's like, have you ever watched a...
Kind of traumatizing for the girl.
I know. Have you seen the movie Hot Tub Time Machine?
No.
Okay. There's a scene in it that's so funny and it, like, reminds me of this. So the guy, basically the whole concept is, like, they accidentally go back in time, and in order to go, like, back forward in time, like, they're trying to get out of the past, in order to go back to the present, they have to repeat everything that they did during that period of time, like, while they were, like, young and, like, in high school or something. Okay. And one of the things that one of the guys has to repeat is having sex with this, like, random girl, except the guy is in the present day, he's married, and he's back in the past, he knows he's married, but in order to get back to the present, he has to have sex with this random girl. And the clip of him, he's like, fuck, he's like, I gotta do it. And he's literally in, like, in this, like, tub fucking this girl, and he's sobbing, and he's like, I love my wife so much, like, I love her, and he's like fucking her.
Oh,
like,
God. Oh, God.
It is so funny, though. No, oh my literally. God,
that's scary.
No, that was insane. Oh, this one was actually submitted by a guy. All right. He goes, first date I took my current girlfriend on. So he's actually still dating this girl, which is hilarious after the story. He goes, first date I took my current girlfriend on was to this tasting menu place that my friend ran out of his apartment. Him and his team are professional chefs, and they do this tasting menu thing with like three tables a week. He goes, I promise it's not as sketchy as it sounds, I promise. Which, us living in New York, I didn't find this sketchy at all either. I was like, people do that shit like all the time. There's like things like where people like sell tickets to like host dinner parties at their place and like whatnot.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, okay. He goes, oh my God, I keep saying she because like all of these submissions are women,
yeah,
except for this guy, which shout I love out. This guy. This guy, I checked his bio and everything too. He's like in a frat. I'm like, yeah.
Dude,
like,
they love us.
Love you.
Love you.
So he goes, I had a friend grab me some sparkling rosé to take there while I was in class so I could be extra impressive. So we sit down. The waitress is one of my friends and she jokes and she's like, oh, like, can I open that up for you? You didn't shake this up, did you? Obviously, I'm like, no, of course not. So she cuts the foil off. She pops the cork. And before I even have time to react, the cork shoots and hits the ceiling, denting the ceiling and spraying the rosé all over the place, all over the floor and all over this girl and the table. My date bursts into laughter.
Good for her.
And I know. And the waitress is actually.
I would do the same thing.
No, me too.
I would piss myself.
100%. The waitress is actually about to strangle me as she's running around to get paper towels because I've just soaked this guy's apartment and the girl's and this girl's socks and half of the fucking rosé was gone. Finish out the date after getting yelled at by the waitress, but I've been dating the girl for over a year now.
Oh, cute. What a cute, like, first date.
I know. That's so funny.
Wait, I actually kind of love that.
No, I love when it ends, like, in good ones. Can I see his Instagram? Yeah, wait, I gotta go to it though.
I'll, never mind.
Well, I have it. I'll send it to you afterwards.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, he's, oh, I remember he's on private though, but his bio, okay. I knew he was like a frat guy from like, you know, all the stuff. Yeah.
Got it.
Love you. Love you, love you, love you. So I love when they end in pure happy endings. This girl goes, worst first date ever. I met a guy at a club and then he asked me out to a movie date after a couple days of texting. I wanted to get drinks so we'd be able to chat, but he insisted on a movie, which gave me the ick. So I picked No Hard Feelings, though, because it was short. So this is kind of recent because that movie came out like end of last year. She goes,
First date. They're going
first,
to a movie.
First date movie. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. But whatever. She was like,
fucking hate that.
Yeah, she's like, I picked No Hard Feelings because it was a short movie.
Just tell me you don't want to talk to me. Like, it's
right.
Fine.
Like, so weird. Anyways.
Just tell me you want a hand job in the movie theater. Like,
right. Like, what do you want? Then she goes, a couple was sitting in the assigned seats that we bought and he asked them to move, but they wouldn't. He and the other guy started arguing, so I pulled him away to different seats and honestly wasn't that big of a deal. Then during the movie, he called two of his friends to meet us outside the theater after and he tried to fight the guy and his girlfriend over taking the seats. They were yelling and pushed each other. It was so embarrassing. I almost called a friend to come pick me up, but they stopped after me and the girlfriend started yelling at them. He drove me home, but I gave him an address a block away from my actual one. Men are insane. Movie was okay. Yeah. So this guy fucking calls his friends mid-movie being like, yo, y'all gotta pull up after this. I'm about to fight this guy. Like, what do you think it would, like, impress? Impressor?
I don't have any words for that one. That's,
yeah,
okay. Did you say it was a Hinge date or anything or no?
She said she met him at a club and then she did say first mistake and that she goes, I met this guy at a club.
Yeah,
first mistake
seemed to be going well for me either.
Right. Right, meeting guys out at dancey places.
Yeah,
maybe not. Last story time. All right, last one. This girly pop, she goes, this one actually, she like wrote it up in her notes app and then screenshotted it and sent it to us. I was like, go the fuck off.
Committed.
Right. She goes, this was 2 years ago, but it still burns in my memory. Right.
Here we go.
And that's how they are.
Yep.
She goes, starting off strong, I met this guy on Hinge. Conversation was so good. I stayed up until 3 a.m. talking to this guy and exchanged numbers. We were texting for 3 days straight, nonstop. Probably should have seen the red flag right then and there.
That's not good.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Don't do that.
She goes, but we had so much in common that I let it just go, whatever. She goes, flash forward to our first date. 5 days after we started talking, we both agreed to meet somewhere for sushi. Local to both of us, super close, like a 15-minute drive from where either of us lived. She goes, I had a nail appointment right before, so instead of leaving from my apartment, I was planning on leaving from the nail salon, which was only 3 minutes away from the sushi place. We agreed to meet at 6 p.m. I was paying for my nails at 5:45, so 15 minutes before the date, and I like to be early, so I wasn't stressed that it was only 3 minutes away. Right as I'm about to walk out the door, I get a text from this man. For reference, he was 27 at the time, told me he had a good job. All the flags were green, okay? She goes, this text, I kid you not, read, hi, I know we're supposed to be meeting in 10 minutes, but would you be able to pick me up? I know I'm not too far from the area of town you live in, and I can't drive right now. When I tell you my mouth fell open, I was like, what the fuck? I was giving him benefit of the doubt, and I said, I wish you told me earlier, I'm 3 minutes away from the restaurant. She goes, mind you, we also had a reservation. He goes, okay, let me see if I could get my brother to drive me. I go, okay, let me know. I'm still at this point staring at my phone, and I keep going, what the fuck? Must be a freak accident or something, giving this guy benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, what do you mean you can't drive?
Right. He responds 5 minutes later, says, so my brother can't bring me. Would you mind picking me up? It's just a fluke, and I really want to go to dinner with you. I texted four of my friends. Two of them said, no way in hell. And the other two said, the worst that happens is I ditch him on the side of the road or at the restaurant. So my dumbass goes and drives 15 minutes to go pick him up. And I kid you not, he gets in my car. We hello. 10 minutes into the car ride, he goes, so I kind of lied about my car not working. In a joking way, I go, oh, so you're not a serial killer, are you? He goes, no, 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 I'm not. I say, why can't you drive then? This man goes, so I have a DUI and my car is impounded. When I tell you I wanted to slam on my brakes so hard, DUI, red flag. The fact that he lied about why he couldn't get to the restaurant, red flag. And we also planned this date multiple days in advance, and this guy could not find a ride to cover his ass. Whatever, we're 5 minutes away from the restaurant.
I fucking hate this already, I know, bro. I'd be like, fuck me.
I know. We get to the restaurant. Keep in mind, this dude just told me that he has a DUI, and he orders a double whiskey on the rocks at the sushi restaurant.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Right. Like, hello?
Fucking hell. Oh, my God.
She goes, whatever. Dinner goes fine. We talk. It's not terrible conversation. Bill comes. He pays. Slightly recovered here. But then he disappears into the bathroom for 15 minutes. If it got to 20, I was going to leave without him. But he finishes his drink. I finish mine. As we're finishing our drinks, I notice he's starting to act very strange, almost disoriented, but not drunk. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm going to bring dude home. Not a terrible human being. Driving home, he starts to act even stranger and literally falls asleep in the middle of a sentence. I don't know where he lives. I don't know where I'm going or where he lived. And he lived on the opposite side of the town, so it was dark. I start shaking him, and he does not wake up. At this point, I'm freaking the fuck out. I literally roll down the window, and his head was against it. He goes, Mom, cut it out. I'm trying to sleep. I go, hi, I'm not your mom. Which turn do I take? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? She goes, thankfully, he snaps out of it, wakes up, tells me where to turn, and he's still dozing out. I pull into his driveway. He tries to kiss me, and then I politely decline, thanking him for dinner and telling them I need to get home. And then he's like, is it because I have a DUI? Or he said, it's because I have a DUI, isn't it? I point blank go, no, it's because you disappeared into the bathroom and you fell asleep and you thought I was your mom and I think you're on drugs. He looks at me, apologizes in a disoriented state, gets out of my car, blocked his number. I blocked his number and Hinge and all the profiles. Still convinced that guy did drugs in the bathroom.
He did.
Yeah.
Babe.
She goes, I'm still convinced that the dude did drugs in the bathroom, and I deleted Hinge for a good year after that. Now I'm with the love of my life. Good ending again.
I wonder what drug he did. It would have to be something pretty serious, though.
I know. He also did have double whiskey on the rocks.
Yeah, but if he was gone for 15, 20 minutes, he was definitely doing something in the bathroom.
Yeah. Pills and then passed out in her car mid-sentence, she said. God, fell asleep mid-sentence.
Bro, I'm not kidding. No, that's like really weird.
Literally.
Like, Coke wouldn't do that. Obviously, Coke would have the opposite effect, or like...
Yeah, he probably might have been out of considering he also has a DUI. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Bro. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But imagine, like, driving a guy home. First of all, you driving a guy home from a date. questionable. But imagine driving a guy home and you're like, hey, where do I go? And he's passed out in your seat.
This is so rude.
You're like,
even if they were drunk, this is so rude and yeah. childish and what?
Also, she said he was 27, had a good job. And also, too, she makes a point where she was like, we planned this day 5 days ago. You couldn't figure out get a ride. Like a ride. Yeah.
Also, maybe like that's something you say up front. Like, hey, yeah. this is my situation in life right now.
Yeah.
I got a DUI. Like, I feel like if a guy told me that, you know, I wouldn't totally shut him down. I would have to hear yeah. the whole story.
Right.
You know, things happen. It could have been a fluke thing. Like, yeah. whatever. He's like, I'm not an addict. I just had a few beers with the boys and made a bad choice and, you know, whatever.
Right.
I would be like, okay. Yeah.
And it seemed like this girl, she literally kept saying throughout it, like, I'm giving him benefit of the doubt. I'm giving him benefit of the doubt. Like, this happened, but I'm, you know, maybe no, something happened. Blah, 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 whatever. She was doing that.
I assume the worst now.
Yeah. But then, obviously, when she said he started to look disoriented, that's when she was like, all right.
You're all right, doing all right. drugs. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
I know.
How crazy, like, I mean, it's kind of sad, honestly, for this guy, but, like, how bad do you have to be doing that on the first date?
First date, yeah.
You have to go to the bathroom and, like, do God knows what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. So, I mean, pray for that guy, but, like, what? Yeah, I mean, at least she says she's, like, I'm with the love of my life now.
Yeah, good for her.
Thank God.
Good for her.
Yeah, but anyways.
Well, that's a wrap.
On everything.
On everything. Season 2, baby.
Oh, my God. I'm probably going to vlog in the next few days taking down.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, how sad. I like don't want to take it down because it feels like it's ending like for good. But it's like not, it's obviously not.
Promise.
Yeah. Little. Maybe give you guys like a little taste. We were talking about some ideas of like how we want to spice this up. Obviously, the entire season is going to be spiced up, but we do still need like a steady like studio space kind of. And we're saying maybe we're thinking like some black brick. Get rid of the shelves. Make it more simple, but black brick.
Which like I'm look. Excited about. Yeah, I feel like it'll just like look cooler in your room too. It'll be cool.
I know, right?
I'm into it.
Into it. But all right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for a wonderful season 2. We love you all so much. Make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We will still be posting clips and talking to you guys on there. And especially make sure to go follow us on our social media pages. Mine is Beauty Chicky. Lily's is Lily Stewart with 2 Y's. I got that right.
Yeah. And hell yeah. TikTok is Lily Stewart with 4 T's. Stewart. They were all taken.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah.
And then also your Twitter is different too.
Lily Stewart with 2 T's.
We got to... Whatever, you'll find her somehow, some way. Go follow Gin Toxic Podcast and you can find Lily's multiple Y's and T's on all the platforms. And make sure to go.
Look up Lily's story, I'll come up. I'm famous.
What?
If you just look up Lily's story, I'll come up. I'm famous.
You know you will.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I look it up on people's phone and it comes up right away. And other times I'm like, where am I?
Well, I mean, if you're confused, you just go to any of the Gin and Toxic social medias. That's pretty straightforward. Hers, and it's always linked there. Also in the episode description, everything is always linked there. And wow, I'm kind of sad. I'm happy this to be like, I know it feels weird. It's like, okay, like bye.
Like bye. Like I'll just fuck off now. Maybe I'll just be like super annoying on Gin and Toxic stories all the time like I used to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't get to like, you know, we're always, hop on it's funny bitch. Because like sometimes we're just like, oh, like not in the mood to record today. But then we sit down and we start like kicking and I'm like, oh, I love this shit.
I know, I love this shit. I'll never stop.
Yeah, but it's needed. We have so much, like I said, going on in life. We're a little burnt out and it's needed. But
so burnt yeah, out.
We will still make sure to keep in contact with you guys on all our socials. So, you know.
Don't worry, I'm always posting a TikTok. So.
Right, please talk to us on there. Yes. And we'll let you guys know when season 3 is coming out. It's going to be a few months. But it'll be worth it. It'll be worth the wait. Yeah. We love you guys.
Love
this
you
is
guys.
Sad, but
like,
we love you
ew,
so much.
Don't look at me.
I know. Literally. Like, we love you. We'll see you in season 2.
Love you.
I know. I'm so sad.
See you never. Actually, we will. I remember.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Bye. I guess. Bye.
That's weird.
Oh, I hate that.
I hated that.